Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? This is Uncle Bruce with English Brazil, and I'm here with the show called Popcorn with Pepper and Juvenile. He's the creator and the originator of this show. How are you doing, Juvenile?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again.
Very good. So, Juvenile, tell us, what are we going to talk about today?
I think it's very interesting. It's something like, you know, the life imitating art. So we are talking about of movies that predicted something, you know, that's happening now. Very good.
So it's like movies that kind of like foresaw the future.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, exactly.
Okay.
And there are some of them that is very interesting, man.
Okay. Well, the first one you got here on the list is Do the Right Thing with Spike Lee as the producer of the show. Let's go ahead and look at this a minute and see what's happening here.
Correctly. Spike Lee is one of my favorite directors of Hollywood. And in this case, in 1989, mm-hmm. She did this film where he was talking about, you know, racism, mm-hmm. xenophobia as well, and you know, all these problems that is normal in USA and other other countries as well, like Brazil. Uh-huh. But in this case, these incidents that he showed us, mm-hmm. Actually happened 3 years ahead, mm-hmm. or 3 years 3 years later. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the same. In 1992, I don't remember the name of the guy, but you know, a black man suffered some violence from police, mm-hmm. Police, mm-hmm. And after that, all the population of LA, mm-hmm. in the neighborhood of you know, black people and other Afro American people, and mm-hmm.
Well, there's Compton. Compton, yeah. And Watts.
Yeah. And, you know, the Koreans, people, Latin people, mm-hmm. started to fight each other because, mm-hmm. of, you know, this environment, anger, mm-hmm. environment.
Yeah.
You know? So it was super, because in this case, I think we should did is as a countdown, because this film is the number one in the list.
Yeah, he's, you know? Spike Lee is a great producer of films. Great producer.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the soundtrack is amazing as well. You know, mm-hmm. Public Enemy. I like rap.
Okay.
almost all kind of music, so mm-hmm. I like so much. And the main song, Fight the Power, I mm-hmm. think summarize this movie.
Yes, Fight the Power That Be.
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting to talk about these things, because for sure, you can see in the United States, there is so much racism. And when we had the last president, President Trump, he incited many things for the people that are prejudiced to act out their prejudice, you know, to act like they were better than other people because they're white. So sad. Such a sad situation in the country of the United States. My country, but man, I don't like that. Yeah, that's for sure.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a phenomenon that is happening around the world. Mm-hmm. You can see this this kind of behavior in Europe, in mm-hmm. Brazil as well.
Yeah,
something, sometimes it seems to be hiding, but it exists. It exists. So I used to work with foreign exchange, and I used to attend or to render services to the Haitian population in Brazil, immigrants.
The Haitian?
And Asian.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Haiti.
Haiti, yes.
Yeah. Haiti, yeah, in the south, in the Central America. And it's quite interesting because Brazil is more than 50% are people that descend from,
Africa.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But when these guys started to arrive here, the races, I think rose up. So it's interesting, not interesting, it's strange.
Yes.
Very strange, very strange.
It is,
So sad as well.
Mm-hmm. So what is the second film? It's called Contagion, huh?
Contagion from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's totally, has a total correspondence with the situation we are living now. Because it's about a disease that spreads so quickly and kill people in a short time.
Wow.
And there is no medicine.
No cure.
No cure. And until the governments around the world starting to try to develop a vaccine. And at the end of the day, it's like the life or the facts we lived.
Wow.
Since last year. For example, some authorities that did not recognize this this disease, the danger that the danger that was so imminent, and try to deny this, not to invest in solutions. So it was almost the same.
Wow. Same.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to watch this movie. I didn't watch this movie yet.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. The cast is so good as well. Kate Winslet, that lady who did the film, that movie about the ship that sunk.
Titanic.
Titanic. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet is so amazing. Lawrence Fishburne, Jude Law, and other guys. Yeah, it's quite good. Quite good.
Wow, it looks like a very interesting movie, but man, it's about today.
yeah, completely.
Wow. Maybe I don't want to watch it. Oh man. Okay, this third movie we're gonna watch is called Blade Runner. And what is this one about?
Blade Runner is from my I think that there are two best sci-fi movies, all the time. Blade Runner and 2001
Space Odyssey.
Both are amazing. In this case, Blade Runner, we can see a totally chaotic city which was LA in the future. The interesting fact is this film was done in 1982, but at that time, think that the director is I don't remember the name, but he showed us that giant panels, you know, skyline with digital advertising in mm-hmm. LA in the street, you okay. know, and there is another one, the artificial intelligence.
Oh yes,
you know, represented by the androids. We don't have you know, so smart androids yet, but mm-hmm. this is the future.
I believe it. I believe it for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So this yeah. is a science fiction movie about the future of mankind, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's another one that I love it. I love it.
Hmm. Okay. Good.
Okay.
And what is the next movie we're going to look at here? Let's see. We're looking at a one called Enemy of the State.
Yeah. It's another movie that now to watch is the feeling we can have it, this some fear, because it's so true nowadays mm-hmm. that you know, mainly in the United States, it's mm-hmm. about you know, the ability that the governor or the government has to put some a big surveillance on us.
Yes.
So if that you take all things you do, the governors mm-hmm. knows about. That's mm-hmm. the point. And you know, the privacy invasion. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's important. I know that maybe after the 2001, yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To discover some terrorist actions and you know, to predict this kind of activities and do something before they can do anything. So, yeah,
it's but, crazy, you know, man. Crazy stuff.
Crazy, because in the other hand, we do not have privacy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all your personal data
mm-hmm.
is about to see by government, because yes. they have the freedom to see,
mm-hmm.
the authority to see, but man.
Wow.
What is this?
Yes, Enemy of the State, huh?
Yeah. Wow. And the cast as well, very good. Will Smith, mm-hmm. Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy is another great actor, but I don't remember the name. I think it's about the age that's coming.
John Voight.
John Voight, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah,
I think so, John Voight is the father of
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So one of the biggest villains in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay, yeah. And then we have another movie here that you selected. It's called You've Got Mail.
Yeah, it's interesting. In this case, it's about the human behavior. You know, it's quite normal to see people starting some relationship through the internet,
mm-hmm.
People that meet other people through some app or some
mm-hmm.
program or website. But mm-hmm. In 1998, was not so usual. So in this case, it's about a very successful entrepreneur Tom Hanks that has I think a chain of library or bookstore, sorry, of a bookstore chain, and the lady has a small one, you know. So in this case, it's about the, you know, the big companies and the small companies competing each other. You know, for a small one, it's very difficult to compete. And the other thing is, you know, this behavior of people that more and more has no, I think we are losing our capacity to influence people, to you know, to meet people, to talk about everything, you know, and start new relations, you know, relations in general, professional, personal, love affairs and other stuff. I think we are losing this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it seems that all people is hiding behind the internet.
Yeah. But we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. So it's a little bit different. A little bit different. And so we have another movie here you have that's called Minority Report.
Yeah. So in this case, we have Colin Farrell, Tom Cruise, and other guys, you know, big, excellent cast as usual. And in this case, is about two surveillance again. But there are some scenes in this move that show us something, some scenes that is happening now. Like if you have your smartphone on the table and you talk about, I need to buy new shoes. And something, and you know, suddenly you open your smartphone, access some website or your social media, and, you know, that's, it appears to you some advertising about this new shoe. How they know? How do they know?
That's done by bots, huh?
Exactly.
Artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
That's scary. Man, for sure it's scary.
It's creepy. It's creepy as well.
Yeah, because the phone is picking up all of our information.
Yes. Yes. And
I mean, crazy, man. All this technology can be the end of us. It could cause us to lose our capacity to be human.
Exactly. And you know, the power of marketing industry, it seems to be infinite. Man, just to influence us to buy something or to do something, or, you know, it's very, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's invading our privacy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Another predictions in this case was were voice controlled, you know, a home controlled by voice, video games by movement, like Wii, the Nintendo Wii, the optical recognition, you know, to access restricted place.
Yeah.
Yes. In this case, I think it is not ready yet, but the FBI is developing something in this direction, if I'm not wrong.
The FBI, the CIA, NSA, all these different groups are involved in some strange stuff, man.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, this move was so visionary as well as the others in this list. The next one is Truman Show from 1998.
Yes.
Yeah. I confess that I didn't see, but...
Oh, you need to watch it. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. I will do that. I will do that. And in this case, I just read some critics about this.
Mm-hmm.
Synopsis and... Okay. And it's about a guy that, live... a normal life,
mm-hmm.
but in truth, he's living inside a TV show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something like Big Brother. And yeah. What we can take away from this? I think this move shaped the TV shows that we have now,
mm-hmm.
because it's there are a lot of TV shows about people, love affairs, mm-hmm. or about gastronomy,
mm-hmm.
and other stuffs, mm-hmm. and so it's a lot of things that does not bring something new to us.
Yeah, this was an interesting movie, but it's not 100% believable, but it's interesting to think about the possibility of somebody that never knew anything more than what they see in front of them. When you move to other places, you start to see different realities. But this is like a TV show with a person's life. And it's sad in that sense. It's very sad, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So the next movie you got there is called The Net.
The Net from 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I think it has a lot to do with we are living now as well.
Okay, so Sandra what Bullock, we're living now is this is a movie about this years ago, huh?
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock is a software developer.
Mm-hmm.
She works in the technology industry, and she always work from home, mm-hmm. in a home office regime. And she has never went to the office. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows her.
Mm.
And suddenly one day she simply disappear from the records. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole her bank account, her mm-hmm. ID, her position in the company, and she needs to prove that she exists.
Wow,
it's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and such as we are living more and more in a digital world, I don't know if it's impossible to happen, but I think we are close
mm-hmm.
to this thing. So it's necessary to take care.
Yes. Yes, and like I told you, I have a friend that he has to prove that his mother is alive because she's 97 years old. And it's pretty crazy that she has to go to the bank. She doesn't even go out of her house. It's crazy. But this is the way it is in our life. You know, it's that it's hard to prove that you're alive unless you have lots of documentation that you can show, plus you. When you can't show yourself, then you're not alive.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's, you know, it's more creepy to think about the fragility of systems in general, because, you know, there are some guys, young guys, that has the ability to invade servers, to invade systems.
Hackers, and, yes.
Exactly. And take your personal data, your bank account and other stuff. So, man, it's crazy.
Yes, it's very scary. I've had family members that had their checks stolen. And I mean, they had to prove it wasn't them writing the checks. It was a big problem. Big problem. ID theft is very big in the United States.
Yeah.
Very big.
Yeah.
So this last movie we're going to look at here, this is called 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah. It's a classic movie of Stanley Kubrick from 1968.
Whoosh, you know, that's a long time ago, man.
Yeah, the year when I was born.
So. Oh, man, that's not that long ago. Yeah. That was a short time ago.
Yeah. So in this case, I think it's... one of remarkable movies that you know that pointed some trends, some path that technology could be, you know, take and actually did. Okay, so like you know, the technology we are using now. Mm-hmm. Video communication.
Okay.
At that time was very difficult to imagine that was possible to do that. Mm-hmm. But video communication, artificial intelligence, and in this case is it's about the computer that you know take took control of the spaceship. Mm-hmm. Where the astronauts were traveling, mm-hmm. and tried to control them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about artificial intelligence, you know, developing a behavior of. Like a dictator, you know?
Yes.
And yeah, it's a classical move. It's necessary to see if anyone in our audience never saw, it's necessary to watch because it's amazing. It's amazing and, you know, I think provoke us to think about the things we are living in, we are doing, and everything is around, surround us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a very popular movie back in the day. Very popular movie. A lot of people went to see this movie.
Yeah. Stanley Kubrick was a genius, man.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. Yeah. So... that's what I brought today.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, I expect that everyone would like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing. And again, I suggest to everyone to see this movie because it's very good.
Very good. Well, it was really nice to look at these movies, talking about the future, talking about how the people project the future to be. So very nice. And thank you very much for the show. Very nice, Juvenal.
Okay, Bruce. As usual, was a great pleasure.
you do a good job. I appreciate it. So, guys, this is Uncle Bruce and Juvenal saying goodbye until the next time. See you later. Popcorn with pimenta. Popcorn with pimenta. Popcorn with pepper. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.